the Aspen Skiing Company presented what their marketing plan is going to be for this winter, and it's value-based, and it's all about feel good, and this is how what we are here in Aspen, and we're not haters. The CEO, Mike Kaplan, put a post on Facebook saying, you know, directly to the dreamers of the DACA, and said, we want you here. We value you. And what's your take on that, Mick?
You know, it's very interesting because there's a long history of that with the ski company. Bill Kane used to say when he was at the ski company, there's a Chinese proverb, it's easier to ride the horse in the direction that it's going. And the direction that things are going, people are making choices based on political things. So you probably know people who won't shop Walmart because of the way they allegedly or really treat their employees. Or you see the Facebook posts about how horrible Home Depot's owner is or Jimmy John's and all that stuff. And people are starting to align their consumer choices with sort of political values things. So in that sense, Dr. Kane is riding the horse in the direction that's going. And the people who tend to come here already and choose to live here are people who are what you might call loosely blue affiliated. Okay, they like DACA. They believe in climate change. And the ski company has some success with, Save Our Winters. So you're lining up with those people and you're saying, yeah, this is a blue-friendly place to come.
However, Kaplan did get some pushback on Facebook from people who don't support that and, you know, asking for a boycott. So is there a risk in doing that as a company to alienate some of your customers or potential customers? Because there's plenty of people who come here who fall on the other side of blue.
You know, that's a reasonable question, and I'm sure that they've evaluated that. And, you know, they have a lot of data about who comes here and why they come here and what their beliefs are. So they probably said, look, 80 or 90% of the people are attracted to this place, just like the people who move here. They are attracted by its values. And that's a big political science theme right now in the country. People are moving to places that are congruent with their values. So we're sort of separating ourselves into places with which we agree. Just the way in the media, people go and they listen to MSNBC because they agree with it, or they go to Fox. You know, they don't go to the middle.
I think it's more about the brand than it is about selling lift tickets. And you know, that does seem to be the way things are going, that you want to talk about your values and what you stand for. And I think the message is out there that, you know, there's good skiing. You know, why not bolster your identity?
What is the marketing plan exactly? Can you give a little bit more detail about it? I mean, I know it's value-based, but...
So the ads are, they're pretty. I actually remember I was hiking up Highlands Bowl last spring. And there was a shoot going on with these giant, you know, like person-sized letters that spelled out respect. And they had these like set up on one of those benches, like in the middle of the bowl hike. And so they have a bunch of these images of these letters spelling out their, you know, their words. It was like respect, commit, unity. So they have these giant life-size letters on various places around the mountains, and that's kind of what the ad campaign is based on.
For this year.
One of them is love hanging from the gondola line with the fireworks going off in the background.
And you see that with a company, you don't have to win a majority. You only have to win a commitment from a small segment of the population.
The only thing, though, to me, it's like, are you now, you've commercialized these values, and that may rub some people the wrong way.